Expect about an hour to an hour and a half on, you know, various storm structure, different cues that you can get at ground level to indicate what type of storm you're dealing with or the severity of the storm that you're dealing with. Also, how to report any severe weather to the National Weather Service and just basic safety issues for spotters specifically. So that's coming up 6:30 tonight. That is always free through the National Weather Service and a really good program, really good introductory program for storm spotters and a nice refresher for those who have been at it for a while.
You have got that right, KVOE. We are live and we are local. It is 6:49, 21 degrees on our way to 52. And speaking of things going on,
yes,
Emporia Main Street is the hub of all kinds of activities and sprouting ideas.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
Casey Woods, Executive Director of Main Street, with us here this morning. Casey, how are you?
I am super fantastic, especially after hearing how you kept that hot dog segment so G-rated. Congratulations.
We have to walk a little lightly around that.
Exactly.
Could have gone way out of hand in a heck of a hurley. Well, yeah, I know we've got all kinds of stuff going on. What are you Eastering it with some extravaganza stuff, Casey?
Oh, there's so much stuff going on at Emporia Main Street right now. So we have had the first 2 days of the extravaganza where there are Easter eggs that are hidden downtown, and you can find those different eggs. Bring them into the Emporia Main Street office, and they all open up, and we'll have different prizes that are donated by local businesses that you can trade those eggs out for, and you get to keep the cool 3D printed eggs from the fabrication lab. So I think yesterday's eggs that were hidden in the afternoon, it was locusts on a field in the downtown area.
That's one way to put it.
Kids scouring everything. Anything that was slightly oval in shape has been picked out of the downtown. So we'll continue to do that today, Thursday, and Friday. It's a fun event. You can come downtown and take advantage of the day out and support those local small businesses. We'd also like to remind everybody, vote every day for that Best Main Street contest. We are currently in third place. The first place community is a suburb of Detroit, so they're a little larger than us. So that means that we've got to vote every day to bump up our standings, and we appreciate all those different votes. Last time when we won, there was some reinvestment in the community, and we'd like to see that again. So vote every day on every device, and if you're a larger business or organization or a school, remember, you can encourage other people on your staff to do that as well, and that's how we catch up.
So how long does this go, Casey?
Until April 8th.
All right.
8th is the last day to vote, so you can vote every day on every device till April 8th.
All right, so we encourage people to do that. Vote early and vote often, right?
It's Chicago rules, totally. And then we have Show of Hands that's coming up this Thursday. We have four different businesses that are presenting. This is a way that you can learn about the new businesses that are getting ready to open in Lyon County, and help them as you purchase a $10 ticket, or you can purchase as many tickets as you want, and then vote for the business that you like best. And those votes are converted into actual cash donations. So we don't keep any of that. That goes to the different businesses as they are incurring business expenses. So these are real businesses really opening up. 5:30 p.m. this Thursday at the Lyon County History Center in the upper story. If you have any questions about that, you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check out all the Show of Hands information. We have our eTech Startups class for tech or product-based businesses that are starting up April 8th. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com to sign up for that, and it'll have the entire class schedule. The Taste, of course, is coming up on April 13th, and we have a stellar lineup of vendors, and tickets are going really fast. So if you're interested in attending the Taste and seeing all those different Kansas wineries, breweries, distilleries, and local food options, go online to EmporiaMainStreet.com or stop in the office at 727 Commercial Street to do that. We're in the Soldier Care Package drive time again, so we have some local Emporia units that are being deployed overseas, and we've had some great donations come in thus far, but you can donate either cash or items to Soldier Care Packages, and we'll send those out. And we have a ton of events. That was just through April 13th, what I just described there. We have a ton of events that are coming up that you can go online to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check out as a vendor or as an attendee. Lots of fun things coming up in Emporia.
Near future events and ongoing events. Casey Woods here this morning. Casey, appreciate it. Good to talk to you. All right, talk to you later. Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, with us here, KVOE Live and Local 654. And our school lunch menu, that is the bell there. Our menu is brought to you by Citizen State Bank, now offering 10 locations to serve their outstanding customers. Citizen State Bank. Let's head to Village Elementary School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Wednesday, March 27th. We'll be having hamburger on a bun, mini corn dogs, baked beans, cherry tomatoes, and applesauce. For breakfast, we will be having breakfast burrito, fruit, juice, and milk.
Have a great day. Breakfast burrito there. School lunch menu is brought to you by Citizen State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank. 655, 21 degrees. Good morning.
At Emporia Presbyterian Manor, changing your address doesn't change who you are. It gives you the chance to live an active life on your own terms. Independent living apartments are currently available to fit your lifestyle.